Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula's elementary schools, a side-by-side look at the numbers. Dakula has a reputation as a family town, and school quality is a big part of why people move here. But the picture is more complicated than a single rating. 6 public elementary schools have Dakula, Georgia mailing addresses. All 6 belong to Gwinnett County Public Schools, one of the largest districts in the country, and all 6 are among the district's 86 elementary schools. All 6 serve grades PK and K-5, and all 6 offer a gifted and talented program. That's where the similarities stop. The comparison at a glance. Ratings, enrollment, attendance, and parent review averages from great schools. Cluster assignments from Gwinnett County Public Schools. Attendance is the share of students present nearly every school day in 2024. The district average was 80% and the state average 78%. The thing most people get wrong, a Dakula address doesn't mean Dakula High. This is the single most useful fact in this report, and it surprises a lot of newcomers. The 6 elementary schools with Dakula addresses feed into 4 different high school clusters, according to the district's official cluster list. Dakula Cluster, Alcova and Dakula Elementary feed Dakula Middle, then Dakula High. Mulberry Elementary is the 3rd school in this cluster, more on it below. Mill Creek Cluster, Fort Daniel and Puckett's Mill feed Osborne Middle, then Mill Creek High. Mountain View Cluster, Dyer feeds Twin Rivers Middle, then Mountain View High. Archer Cluster, Harbins feeds McConnell Middle, then Archer High. In other words, buying a house with a Dakula mailing address tells you almost nothing about which middle or high school your child will attend. If you're picking a neighborhood with a 12-year plan in mind, the cluster matters more than the city on the envelope. One more wrinkle worth knowing, Mulberry Elementary is part of the Dakula cluster and was built in 2007 specifically as a relief school for it, but it carries an Auburn mailing address, 442 East Union Grove Circle. It enrolls roughly 763 students, holds a 7 out of 10 great schools rating, and was named a Georgia School of Excellence in 2012. It isn't in the graphic above because its address falls outside Dakula, but families in the Dakula cluster should have it on their radar. What the ratings do and don't tell you. A great schools rating is a 1 to 10 score built largely from state standardized test results and related academic measures. It is genuinely useful as a starting point, and it is genuinely limited. What it does not measure, teaching quality, school culture, safety, principal leadership, how a school handles a struggling reader, or whether your particular child will thrive there. It also correlates strongly with the income levels of the families a school serves, which means a rating often reflects a school's demographics as much as its instruction. Read the ratings above as one data point, not a verdict. The size pattern. There is a visible pattern in the numbers, and it's worth naming plainly. In Dakula, the higher-rated elementary schools are the smaller ones. The 2 schools rated 9 out of 10, Fort Daniel and Puckett's Mill, are also the 2 smallest, at 645 and 776 students. The 3 schools rated 6 out of 10, Harbins, Dakula Elementary, and Alcova, are the 3 largest, ranging from about 1,127 to 1,489 students. Alcova, the biggest at roughly 1,489 students, is more than twice the size of Fort Daniel. That is a correlation, not a proven cause. Larger enrollments in this part of Gwinnett tend to track with the newer, faster-growing subdivisions, and school size, demographics, and test performance are tangled together. What's fair to say, if a smaller school with a lower student-to-teacher ratio matters to you, Fort Daniel and Puckett's Mill are the 2 that stand out, and Fort Daniel is specifically flagged by great schools for having a lower student-teacher ratio than the state average. Where every school looks good, attendance. One number cuts across all 6 schools, and it's a genuinely positive signal. Every Dakula Elementary School beat both the district and state averages for regular attendance in 2024. Harbins and Puckett's Mill led at 89%, followed by Dyer at 88%, Fort Daniel at 87%, Dakula Elementary at 86%, and Alcova at 83%. The Gwinnett District average was 80%, the Georgia average was 78%. Attendance is an underrated measure. Schools where students show up consistently can keep routines intact and move through material without constant backtracking, which affects every child in the classroom, not just the ones who were absent. Parent reviews, read them, but don't lean on them. The parent rating figures come with a real caveat: the sample sizes are tiny. These schools have between 15 and 34 reviews each, accumulated over years. A single motivated parent, happy or furious, can move a number that small. Dyer, for example, carries the lowest parent average at 3.0 while holding a strong 8 out of 10 academic rating, and Alcova carries a 3.9 parent average alongside a 6 out of 10 academic rating. Those two facts pulling in opposite directions is a good illustration of why neither number should be read alone. What to do with all this? A few practical suggestions if you're weighing a move. Verify the attendance zone before you sign anything. Zones are drawn by address, not by city, and Gwinnett periodically redistricts as new schools open and neighborhoods fill in. The district maintains an official school locator, and the school system is the only authoritative source for which school a specific address feeds. Visit. Ratings can't tell you what a hallway feels like at 8 a.m. Call the front office and ask about touring. Principals for all 6 schools are listed publicly through the district. Ask schools directly about the things that matter to you: gifted identification, reading intervention, class sizes at your child's grade level, before and after school care. Those answers vary school to school and won't show up in any rating. Think in clusters, not just elementary schools. Your child will spend 4 years in elementary and then 7 more in the same cluster. The high school at the end of the line is part of the decision. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.